So sooner or later, we're just going to have a really deep conversation about this without ripping each other's throats. This is your mind ranting. Name's Crush. Chris, thanks for tuning in today. It's the 18th of November, 2022. Hope you guys are doing well today. Let me just get right into it. So there was a weekend. It was a mass shooting or a shootout. It wasn't a shootout because nobody else was firing back, but there was a mass shooting that took place after a field trip over at the University of Virginia, and it involved a football player shooting three of his fellow teammates and killing them and wounding two others. So I don't even want to name the guy. Fuck him. I guess the reasoning behind the shooting itself was that he was part of, I think he was being hazed and there was an investigation, but some of the witnesses didn't come forward. So basically, not that it was brushed under the rug or anything of that sort, but it's just, it wasn't pursued any further than that. So this morning I just read on Yahoo News. Yes, I use Yahoo News. Mr. Jones was charged for, I'm assuming when I first heard it was a second degree murder, and that, his next court date will be set for the 8th of December. On the article that's posted on by, I think it's USA Today, saying that five people were shot, that prosecutor James Hingley had said, Mr. Jones shot victim Devin Chandler while he was sleeping, according to a witness, and he slid onto the floor. The witness reported that Jones was aiming at certain people and not randomly shooting, Hingley had said. Jones has been charged with three counts. Okay, so it did stick with three counts of second-degree murder, five counts of use of firearm in the commission of a felony, two counts of malicious wounding in the connection of the campus carnage. So, I mean, this is just senseless violence, and the fact that it happened the way that it did is really messed up. I'm not here to say that those kids got what they deserve, because that would be incredibly ignorant of me. I don't think putting someone through a hazing ritual or, you know, being a dickhead bully, if that's what the case they were, not to speak ill of the dead, but if that's what they were, in no way, shape, or form does it justify their death, especially their death at the hands of a targeted shooting. I mean, one of the guys was shot while he was sleeping, shot dead, and sooner or later, we're going to have the discussion that some of this police reporting, and I remember reading in an earlier article this week that the police are basically kind of keeping tabs on him. It turns out that this guy, like I mentioned, I didn't want to name him, but I'm just going to refer to him by his last name, Jones, had basically... he's had a prior, I think it was a conviction or a felony. I can't remember what it was exactly, but that he had a prior run-in with the cops involving a concealed firearm. Now, in the state of Virginia, most concealed weapons permits are issued or shall be issued. So it's not necessarily like a Texas or like a Utah where as long as you are a resident of the state, you can basically conceal carry without a permit license. So the reason I keep saying that we need to have a serious conversation about this, because again, I just heard, just read something about Moms Demand Action calling out the Republican governor of Virginia, saying, oh, look, the Republican governor, who is a longtime supporter of the NRA, is out here giving thoughts and prayers for the victims of the shooting. And I'm just like, this shit will never end. This constant bickering and this constant argument. How do we move forward in terms of understanding how guns can still be a part of this country? I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, we have over 100 million guns. I think there's just or I think there's more guns in this country than there are people to use. I mean, and a lot of those people, the law-abiding citizens, and I've beat this to death so many times. A lot of those people just really go out to go, you know, shoot at the range. They usually shoot at garbage, or they'll shoot at, you know, silhouette targets. And then there's just, you know, certain people that do fixate on the idea of like this whole end of the world apocalypse boogaloo situation. I mean, do you, right? There's guys that have been in the military that do train. Hey, they got to keep sharp. I don't blame them. But I mean, at a certain point in time, it's just that we kind of got to figure out how to work with this Second Amendment gun control, non-gun control fiasco. Because if guys like this can get their hands on guns still, I mean, when will it ever stop? I mean, we can look back at the fuckface that shot up Stoneman Douglas in Florida. The police had kept tabs on him. The FBI had been warned about this guy. And they probably didn't swoop in to take care of it. Maybe it was a misallocation of resources. Maybe they just didn't want to look into it. I don't know. But this guy, this Mr. Jones guy, who decided to shoot three of his teammates. And I think I remember him saying, I'm tired of you messing with me, is what he had told the group before he shot them. It's getting to the point where bullying has just these bullying, anti-bully campaigns that go on during school aren't working. And now I want to be here and I want to say this out loud, that I think the driving point for a lot of these mass shootings, it's not just one factor anymore. Okay. It used to be what I hear a lot of people, and I've been guilty of this myself, that mass shootings can be correlated and can be mixed with one factor, and that's mental health. Now, I remember watching the interrogation video for Nicholas Cruz, and though he looks crazy, though he looks insane, I think he was in his right mind to do what he did. I think this Darnell Jones guy, he was in his right mind. He knew exactly who he was going after. He knew that once he pulled the trigger, that he was going to take care of business. That Possibly the bullying was going to stop. So mental health isn't necessarily a huge factor, as in, you know, these guys are crazy, you know. And it could be that, you know, Jones had a hard time dealing with this hazing ritual. But, I mean, the fact that he was being probed by police since September, and the fact that he had a weapons charge a while back, and he forgot to disclose, this is a very critical part of the story. And I know I sound like I'm going all over the place, but I'll get to a certain point. I'm sure he was in his right mind when he was concealing that weapon. Okay. He forgot to disclose this to the athletic director or the athletic commission of the University of Virginia. You know, student athletes are supposed to be held to the highest degree of accountability, and the fact that this was not looked into, I'm not going to blame the university in any way, shape, or form for that. That should have been Jones's call to let them know, like, hey, I fucked up before, and I'm choosing not to do that. But the reason I bring all this up, and I know I beat this whole gun debate to death, horribly, mind you, I'm starting to kind of understand both sides of the argument. I still kind of sometimes don't understand moms demand action. I mean, look, their message is correct. The delivery of it is just, it's absolutely poor. And then this whole aspect of, you know, the pro-gunners saying that mental health is a large majority of the issues behind some of these matches. It could be. But then we can also tie in racism. We can tie in socioeconomic problems. We can tie in laws, social programs that, you know, funds that are used to build up these pro-gun control laws. And they do absolutely nothing but, you know, make it a little bit more difficult for certain people to, well, not certain people, law-abiding citizens to own firearms. Because newsflash to the politicians and the people that are pushing for this stuff, a majority of the people that, you know, you push this up to, they have armed security. At the most, they don't give a shit about you. Up until it's time for them to receive funding for their campaigns and when they need to get voted in or voted out. That's all they really care about. I'm sorry. I know that sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's totally true. You know, at a certain point, we all just, we need to find representatives to talk amongst themselves without being able to raise their voice. To understand, you know, what guns really are. We just got to leave Hollywood out of this crap. It's just, it's going to take a long time. And I think hearing about, you know, this guy going in there shooting, and then I just pulled up that dozens of people in Chicago were shot. Six were murdered in shootings over the weekend. Most likely it's on the south side of Chicago, or it's all over the place. But from what I hear, it's usually on the south side. I mean, 28 people were dead. Or, not dead, sorry. 28 people were shot, including 5 juveniles. And amongst them was a 64-year-old man who had suffered a gunshot to his chest and back during an attempted robbery at a supermarket. Mental health probably didn't have anything to play into that shooting. There was a 12-year-old girl who had sustained a gunshot to her neck Sunday after a gunman inside of a dark-colored vehicle fired a shot in the direction of the 8900 block of South. Oh, look at that, Southside, Chicago. She's being hospitalized. A 16-year-old kid got shot in the thigh with a gunman by a red in a red SUV. He's hospitalized and in good condition. 15-year-old boy shot in his right leg in the alley just before 6 p.m. on a Sunday. He's in good condition. Why is this okay for these criminals to run around and just start shooting people? Look at this. A 15-year-old kid shot in his right hand and his right buttocks, and then a kid shot in the groin as he was walking down the street. This is incredibly idiotic. And the crazy thing is that Chicago has one of the strictest gun control, I think, portfolios in the nation. I think California and New York can contest to being number one. Actually, not just, and this is just the city of Chicago. It's probably all of Illinois. But, you know, when you hear of the large amount of violence that occurs in Chicago, which I've heard horrible jokes about, you know, oh yeah, if you go to Chicago, make sure you're wearing body armor. I don't think as a tourist, anybody wants to hear the fact that they have to wear body armor or they have to stay strapped or they get clapped. I mean, look, guys, I like dark senses. I got a dark sense of humor, but I mean, that's just kind of, it's a little depressing that it's a stark reality if you go to that side of Chicago. And it could be that, you know, that violence doesn't occur as much as long as you probably keep your head down and, you know, you don't bug anybody. I mean, Chicago is a pretty huge city. But, I mean, come on. All I can hear is Mayor Lori Lightfoot, or whatever the hell her name is, going on national on TV and saying that we're going to need more gun control. At this point, if you keep trying to solve an issue with the hammer, if the hammer hasn't been the solution before, when will it stop? When will you be switching off to a different tool? Okay, I mean, just mind-boggling. And not that I'm trashing just the anti-gunners. Some of these pro-gunners, too, where they just throw mental health as the excuse as to why these things happen, and then they go on about their day as if nothing. I mean, shame on you guys as well. I could be dragged by both communities. That's fine. But there has to be a point where we have to work together on figuring out how to curb this violence as much as possible. And I don't think we can completely stop it. You know, it's a fool's dream to try to curb all violence. It's going to happen no matter what. It's inevitable. It's human nature. And we are a violent species. I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but like human beings can literally snap within a matter of seconds. And there's just no way unless there's like an ultra powerful like police force or like a brain computer interface that'll determine whether someone is going to commit an act of violence. And, you know, that act of violence is, you know, being redirected to something more positive. If it gets to that point, I mean, but that's not going to happen until, you know, a few years out. The technology is still young. So at this point, the best thing we could do is have a conversation about it, become a little bit more educated and see what we can do as not just as individuals, but as communities, to send this off to some of these politicians. I mean, I myself, as a gun owner, I don't ever want to use my gun. I don't want anyone to bust through my door and try to attack my family. If they try to reach for the TV, fuck you. Let them grab the TV. Let them grab some of the collectibles that we have at home. We don't have too many collectibles here. But I'd rather them just do that than, you know, come in here and, you know, shoot one of my dogs or shoot a cat. And fuck them if they do. I would never want to do that. I would never want to use my firearm in that sense. Of course, you know, we got to do the training, you know, to be able to handle it during stressful situations and just prepare for it as best as we can for those moments. And it's a stark reality. It can happen to just about anyone. I think most law-abiding citizens, you know, they have their cringy jokes and whatnot. And it's kind of funny, too, because I'm a part of these communities on Reddit as well. But a large majority of these guys, I don't think they look forward to wanting to gun somebody down. I think they're just, they like the idea of, you know, going out and, you know, target shooting or going clay shooting or just collecting or customizing them, just like anybody else who, you know, customizes cars, who collects watches, that sort of stuff. I mean, cars could kill people too. I mean, I hate to throw it out there, but cars tend to kill more people than guns do. Yeah, we do have heavy amounts of regulation, but those heavy amounts of regulation still make cars one of the more deadlier tools for people who want to harm others. Or it could happen on accident. Accidents happen too. I feel like I didn't solve anything with this episode. I mean, there's really not much I can solve within 25 minutes of speaking my mind. But guys, this is just getting old. This is getting tiresome. I mean, how many more days, how many more weeks and months and years will we have to bicker towards each other, you know, the pro-gunners and the anti-gunners? How long are we going to keep fixating on the other side being wrong and actually coming together and realizing that compromise might just be the best solution for everyone to kind of go home and be happy? I don't know. Maybe I'm asking for too much. Maybe it's a pipe dream. I mean, I feel like it's going to be easier to send somebody off to the moon than it is to basically solve this whole gun problem in this country and, you know, educate people on how to use it properly. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Okay, that was a doozy. Alrighty, well, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm definitely going to keep these gun rants. Well, it's been a while since I've done a rant about pro-gun, anti-gunners for some time. So the good thing is my feed isn't entirely filled up with that stuff. And I noticed the subtle shift in how I view, you know, anti-gunners and how I'm kind of leaning more towards a moderate point of view on a lot of topics. And this is no exception. So I can only hope that we can come together and put something in front of the politicians to let them know that we can still have them, we can still have them and still regulate them as best as possible. And that's all there is to it. It's obviously, it's a lot more complicated than that. And I know this will probably get a lot of people riled up, but oh well, we'll see. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, please take care of yourselves. Stay safe out there. My heart and I guess my prayers go out to those families that have been affected by gun violence. I'm sorry. Sorry that your loved ones were taken from you the way they were. Nobody should go through that. I hope that you guys find peace and that, you know, you cherish each and every single one of those moments you had with your loved one. So until then, Take care.